Welcome to Coffee and Cleavage.
Welcome.
Somebody's thirsty. So today we're going to talk about OnlyFans.
Shout out to OnlyFans.
Where we're coming to you from right now, OnlyFans. So we get a lot of questions just in general about OnlyFans, even from like longtime fans, just wanting to understand like why do we have OnlyFans?
Yeah, yeah. I get asked that a lot too. Like, what made you, you know, join OnlyFans?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So when did you first join OnlyFans?
I joined in 2018. And for the first 2 years, I had a paid subscription account. It was $9.99, but I really wasn't that active on there. I really wasn't know what I didn't know what I was doing in the beginning.
You probably had a lot of other stuff going on at the time,
too. Yeah, yeah, exactly. It wasn't like my primary focus.
Yeah, I actually started in 2018 as well. I think like the fall of 2018. And yeah, I just kind of started it just to see.
Yeah.
Just to see what would happen. You know, I heard a tiny bit about it. It really wasn't mainstream yet.
Yeah.
A lot of people weren't talking about it. A lot of people are hiding that they had them.
Yes, exactly. That's the thing. I was kind of hesitant of going on just because before what, you know, we all hear about OnlyFans and...
Yeah, a lot of people just assumed that it was a, you know, an adult website.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just really not the case. Certainly not anymore. It's how it got its start was with a lot of, you know, more adult and cam girls and stuff like that. But it's definitely evolved.
Oh, for sure.
A fuck ton.
Yeah, since last year especially. Yeah. And now everyone and their mom is on it.
Literally. Some people are on with their moms. I'm not fucking kidding.
No, she's not kidding.
I'm not kidding. I've seen a few mother-daughter accounts. Actually, I think I've seen a father-son account too.
Wow.
But like not in the way that you're thinking.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, not in that way, but maybe, who knows?
That's so funny.
But no, there are seriously so many different types of accounts now. It's not just models. It's musicians, cooks, DJs, fitness actresses, actors,
podcasts,
people with special talents, people sharing different parts of their lives that don't necessarily have anything to do with the human body.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of really cool, interesting pages on there now, actually.
There is. I actually follow a lot.
Yeah, I do too. It's neat, you know?
It's fun really to see what people are creating and what people are, you know, offering up. It's kind of has like a little bit of a YouTube vibe now, just because there's so many different types of content that you can really just curate your own wall.
Yeah. Yeah. And most people think, oh, well, why when, you know, you could just be on Instagram or Facebook or all these other platforms. But the big thing is monetizing what we all of us creators are, you know, I mean, we're working.
Yeah, it's a lot of people lose that aspect of it. It is a monetization platform. So allowing people to choose what they want to see, what they want to pay for.
Yeah.
And just custom fitting that. And I think I did have a subscription page when I started too. I think mine was $9.99 a month as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it that way for, I don't know, at least a year, maybe longer. And it had its pros and cons, certainly.
Oh, yeah.
But now we're both on the free method, which means anyone can join our page for free. And then they can pick and choose what content they want to buy. And I think that is really, I think that's ideal.
It is.
At least for me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For me, too. I find that method works best for me as well. You know, especially now with having on social media where it's so strict, you can't post certain things. Mm-hmm. So having the ability to post what you want freely, what you're creating that you want to share with your fans.
And what you want your fans to be able to see.
Exactly.
Social media, Instagram cock blocking us at every single fucking turn.
Everything in a bikini top, you name it. It's like, what the hell? I really feel discriminated being blonde with boobs. All your shit gets flagged.
Yeah, shit does get flagged or gets removed. Considered sexually suggestive. I remember back in kind of the heightened days of influencer marketing on social media, I would try to run an ad, say a company for a protein drink or anything would pay me to create my own photos. So they would pay me, I would create the photos, I would edit them, I would post them to promote them and tag them on my social media. And I would try to run a campaign to boost that. And I would get denied every single time because my page was considered sexually suggestive. Suggestive.
Dude, that's so messed
up. For literally
up.
Just having bikini photos. There's not a single nude photo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's not even any implied nudity on my Instagram.
No, me either.
And yeah, I'd be blocked. I would not, my fans would soon not be able to see all my posts. So it's like they follow you. That means they want to see your stuff, but exactly. Instagram doesn't allow them to see you unless you pay. Oh, wait, we won't actually sell the space to you because you are sexual.
Yeah. And now they really cock block you by what are they? Whenever you like put your link in your swipe up, they ban you for that too.
Oh, yeah. Which I mean, they can do that because it's their platform and that's against their terms of service to promote yourself on other sites. But yeah, it's cock blocking.
It is.
And if they want people to stop doing that, then they would fucking monetize it.
Exactly.
Allow creators to sell, you know, whatever they want.
Well, because think about it. Certain companies can post their links, you know, and they don't.
Yeah.
They're selling their product.
I mean,
our product is our content.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, I'll see companies owned by men selling, you know, anything from dildos to fucking, what are those things? Fleshlights, whatever, with their swipe up links to make purchases.
Yeah.
And that's okay. But
exactly.
I can't post a bikini photo to swipe up to my OnlyFans. It's not any different.
It's not any different.
Not at all.
Yeah.
So enough about fucking Instagram.
Yeah.
But that is what makes OnlyFans so, you know, unique is that just the ability to post whatever you want without being, you know,
filtered and
censored by social media.
Yeah.
And allows your fans to come to exactly where you are and to be able to see everything that you post.
Yeah. And then you're able to make an income as well. It's like a no-brainer, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's like a huge thing of why everyone, I think, has jumped ship over to OnlyFans.
Yeah, because you now have control of your own brand.
Yeah.
You know, haven't you even noticed that there's just less influencer marketing in general?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, when's the last time you saw Sugar Bear Hair or whatever the crap, you know? Like, little things, fit tees, all the things that were, like, booming in, you know, 2017, 18, maybe even parts of 19.
Exactly.
Now those companies are having a hard time because creators no longer need to, you know, need that stuff to survive. A lot of creators were really dependent on social, you know, marketing, having that income come in to, you know, share the products with their fans is now not necessary because they can go straight to their fans.
Exactly.
For what their fans probably want to see anyways. They don't really care about your fucking fit tees and your hair products.
Exactly.
And then, maybe some of them do, but not all of them.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, it's nice to be able to like promote yourself, your own brand, and monetize. So, you know,
exactly.
Of course there are a lot of ups and downs, just like any business.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, there's going to be highs and lows, ups and downs.
Creative ruts. Sometimes we get in those,
yes.
You know, constantly delivering content literally 365 days a year.
Yeah.
You know, and interacting with your fans and being able to maintain different levels of relationships on the platform. You know, a lot of people just don't know like what all goes into the process. Like you don't just shoot content and post it. Like
no,
you shoot content, you edit content, you develop it, you make a strategy on how you're going to sell that content.
You think of captions, the price, like literally there's
so much into the strategy part of it. And then delivery and like I said, building those relationships with your fans. You know, that's like,
That's the big thing.
Basis of OnlyFans is the fans.
Yes. So, you guys.
Exactly. And, you know, there, like you said, there's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be cons to everything. Like there's always a pros and cons list.
Yeah.
And I think the con would just be, like we said, like getting in a creative rut or getting just worn down maybe from just constantly delivering. So it really comes down to like finding balance mm-hmm. in your life yes. and boundaries as well. You yeah, know, important boundaries. To have boundaries with any relationship, certainly business relationships yes. And interpersonal ones that you develop with your fans. Mm-hmm. It's all just a teeter-totter.
It is. Yeah. It's just like you said, finding that balance and, you know, it's important too. I noticed like sometimes it's so easy to get caught up and wrapped up where you're just on your phone all day too. Because it's our business, but it's like sometimes you have to like, I know for me, I had to make a schedule for myself. Yeah. Like, okay, I'm going to work out. I'm going to do this. You know, so then you're not on your phone 24/7.
Sometimes it feels like
and
that.
And shooting and everything in between of what you're doing to get that content.
I think another thing as well is just knowing your value. Mm-hmm. You know, when you create content, it's a supply and demand, you know, balance. And I think that because OnlyFans and the internet possess a lot of porn and nudity, mm-hmm. that often people can discredit your value and how you price things.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And so as a content creator, you have to, like, look at what you're creating and decide, okay, what is this worth?
Mm-hmm. It's true because, you know, there's some accounts where maybe girls are doing porn and they're selling it for $5 and then they go on your page and buying like a sexy video for $20 and
yeah. And they're like, wait,
yeah.
Why do I have to pay for this?
Like, well, it's,
well, you don't have to you pay don't have for to. Anything that you don't want to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what makes it so unique. You know, you can pick and choose.
Yeah. It's each one is a unique experience.
Exactly. And I think that at the end of the day, that's what OnlyFans is it's an experience. You're not just going on to buy some content. You know, you're going on and you are talking to someone. Mm-hmm. You're learning about them. You're getting to know them. You're sharing bits and pieces mm-hmm. of yourself, essentially,
yeah,
with people. And it's more about an experience. It's not really just about content.
No.
It's about getting to experience something, whether that's, you know, following a model behind the scenes, a mm-hmm. podcast behind the scenes, whether you're learning how to cook something new or fucking be a DJ, you know?
Yeah, like, exactly.
It's getting to see something that you wouldn't see otherwise or that you wouldn't get to be a part of. I think that's what makes it, you know,
yeah,
interesting.
It is. It makes it, it's, and there's a lot of sites I think are trying to do the same thing.
Yes, there are.
There is. But you know, I mean, this is, it's, I love seeing how much it's evolved.
How much it's evolved.
Yes.
Yeah, it really has evolved a lot. And mm-hmm. I think that there's a lot more to come.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, well, if you guys have any questions, feel free to drop in the comments below. We'd love hearing from you.
Yes. Cheers.
Cheers.